This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What to be, what to say.
Mother, big mother, Hillary.
Mother,
can you keep them in the dark for life?
Dark for life.
Can you hide them?
Can you hide them from the world?
Oh,
mother.
A lot of soul in that voice. Everything you're doing. You want to ram heads with me? Get ready. We are. Go ahead and go right back to your phone calls. I want to go to Frank and John and Victor and Carlos and Joe. Holding the longest is a man in Ohio. John, I want to talk about the robotic police force in Japan. I remember reading about that 10 years ago. They planned it for a couple of years. They got robots on the streets now. That ties into some of this other news I'm going to get to later. But John in Ohio, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, Alex, this is the whole thing. And I diagnosed this from the first day when I heard about the racial profiling thing. I said, what they are setting up, the elite are setting up a position where they could say all human being police officers are evil. Therefore, we need to replace it with artificial intelligence, which would not see race. It would just see body.
Brother, you're absolutely singing my song. It's right out of the new RoboCop, tells you exactly what they're planning. And then it takes human decision-making out because they're sick of police and military over and over again, not going along with tyranny. And so that's why the whole demonization, the whole UN program, the Strong Cities Initiative, they admit is to, quote, federalize the police, take over the military, ruin it with women in frontline combat, so it all goes obsolete, so we accept autonomous robots. That's an admitted plan, and I'm trying to get that word out to people. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you something. Years ago, in the years about 1783, there was a Colonel Jonathan Williams who supposedly wrote a book called Legions of Satan. It was about the Illuminati plan to completely destroy humanity, because their eventual plan is to exterminate all the races of man, not just whites. And this Jonathan Williams, who was a colonel in Washington's army, wrote this book. Senator Joe McCarthy quotes this in 1956. Eustace Mullins quotes this book. I have called the Antiquarian Society. I have called everywhere trying to find this, and all they can tell me is the book doesn't exist.
Well, if you Google it, it says Jonathan Williams, Legions of Satan. And they, you know, break down supposedly pieces of it. But I know that there have been a lot of, books that are supposedly written that people can't find. But I will dig into that, look into that. All I know is there was another book written called Proofs of This Conspiracy that went out of print. And then I do have a copy of it. It was reprinted and put out by Mark Dice, where they talk about criminal groups using the Masonic system. Not that the Masons were bad, but evil groups using the secrecy of it, the compartmentalized nature of it, to set up their organized crime takeover. And not to eliminate the people, but to actually dumb them down and dominate them. So regardless, we are under a criminal conspiracy to dumb down humanity. What do you say, John?
I say exactly right. But like I said, they are taking stuff right out of the Library of Congress. In fact, just like the Albert Pike letter, which people claim don't exist, the cardinal, the archbishop of the nation of Chile, saw the letter in 1925 and put it in a book, Secrets of Freemasonry Unveiled. His name.
Sure, supposedly at the Naval War College there in London. Look, all I know is Pike wrote a bunch of stuff. I've read some of his books. He was the founder of the Klan, the head of the Masons. He admitted he worshipped Lucifer. He's one of these guys Washington warned us about. And then he did talk about world wars, bringing in world government, and that's the globalist plan. So for 100 years, we've been hearing about this letter. Whoever said this 100 years ago knew what they were talking about regardless. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. You're so right on that, Alex. It's good to finally talk to you again. Thank you.
God bless you, John. Thanks for holding to bring up those points. We're going to come back from break. I'm making a lot of calls today. We're going in order of who's been holding the longest. Victor, And then Frank, Carlos, Mike in Hawaii, and others. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We do things different here, so it's Open Line Tuesday. Got a bunch of guys coming up throughout the week. Stay with us, Infowars.com/newsletter to get key inside intel.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is the third hour. Fourth hour will be hosted by David Knight. Infowars Nightly News back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Not want to miss that. InfowarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. $1,595 a month membership. 20 people can use it. That helps fund our operation. I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. You help get all of it out to the general public. We put a lot of the content on YouTube, Facebook, the general population. You're the folks that help with the seed money get the ball rolling. So I want to commend you for being part of the info war to defend free humanity. This is just the beginning. I wanted to talk about the fact that Roger Stone's coming on tomorrow. He only popped in for 10 minutes yesterday to talk all things 2016 and Trump. But there's a story out of Politico. Trump hires pollster Tony Fabrizio. And just from Stone, he points out that this is a fellow that's worked with him and Paul Manford. And they recruited him, and that he's a good guy, a really good guy. That's a win for Trump. And then another little bird was telling me about how Corey Lewandowski wanted Kellyanne Conway, former Cruz pollster. Fabrizio was Rand Paul's pollster. Fabrizio's a libertarian. He He's a street fighter, and he's a winner. So a lot of the inside folks from the Trump camp are very, very proud of this new choice there. And when he's on tomorrow, I'll ask about the Kissinger stuff and more. So that's coming up. I want to go back to your calls until the bottom of the hour. And then I covered a record amount of news in the first hour, some of it in the second, but I'm really into the rest of this news because there's so much of it. I mean, here's one of them I want to hit. There is life after death. Scientists reveal shocked findings from groundbreaking study. That's in the Express. Magic mushrooms on the Telegraph lift severe depression in trials, scientific trials. Going to church could help you live longer. Study finds CBS News. That's just some of that interesting stuff I want to get to. Some of the positive things. I want to talk about the campaign. I want to get into also what I've been mentioning but haven't played yet. The Muslim groups saying we will destroy the blonde-haired blue eyes. We will take over. It's an absolutely wonderful thing. And this is going to be so beautiful once this all happens. So that's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I got something that I heard the other day I wanted to pass on to you, but real briefly, just a real quick joke on Southern food. See, I call one of these bars, these diets, and I ask them, you know, do they have pig's feet? And the guy said, yeah, we got pig's feet. And then you say, where do you buy your shoes?
I
love that joke.
Or it's like calling somebody and saying, is your refrigerator running? And they say yes, and you say, why don't you catch it?
Hey, I heard a great call on Friday the 13th on my local talk radio here. Now, the host promotes InfoWars, has been for over a decade. He never really says anything about you or what you talk about. He just says InfoWars. But anyway, he's been kind of, I don't know, man, he's strange. He's like really pro-agenda on this transgender in the bathrooms here in North Carolina, which is, you know, a major issue here in North Carolina right now. And,
well, my issue is, I'm going to be honest. And a lot of my really conservative Christian friends, I'm Christian, but I mean, I don't hate people if it's consenting adults doing something. I'm not obsessed with that. A lot of folks are obsessed with it, you know, kind of have some issues, latent, you know, desires. But I don't like all these radical leftists attaching it to that agenda and trying to teach it to kids. That's sexualizing children. It's the state trying to get away with anything, and there's no debating that. So that's why I'm upset about it. Go ahead.
Well, a caller called in. It's about 20 minutes, maybe 15, 20 minutes in the third hour, three-hour show on Friday morning. And the caller just I missed the first part. I didn't hear his name, and I haven't gotten a chance to get on the Internet yet to listen to the call. But the call just blew me away and blew the host away. The host didn't know how to handle the call. The guy was very articulate. He spoke like an attorney. You could tell he was a conservative patriot, and he was not a cuck servitude. I mean, this guy, he was very articulate, very smart. You could tell he's probably more than likely he was very educated.
But sure, so tell me what he said. I want to hear it.
He's willing to stand up and fight. But he said, look, this is way bigger than, you know, defending or standing up for some perceived oppressed, minority. This is much bigger than that, but I can't do it justice. And I, like I said, I was sitting in traffic and a lot of distractions, but I heard this call.
But I mean, what did he say it was about?
He sounded like he sounded like an InfoWars guy. He sounded like, he might be a listener or something.
What is it about? It's clearly about federal control. It's about giving us faux rights because they're taking our real rights. It's about dividing people, and it's about sexualizing children to confuse their gender identity. It's a whole move to absolutely infertility in this country, which is their admitted plan. I lay it all out in my film made 9 years ago. This is what they're doing.
Yeah, but is there any way people can I give some information out where, you know, you got millions of listeners?
Yeah, just so you know, I don't care if radio shows get plugged or if people say where something was at. I'm not one of those guys. I don't really screen calls. So if you want to say I was listening to this show and they said this, that's fine.
Anyway, it's Friday the 13th. It's the third hour of the show. It was the last caller in the first half hour of the show. Is about 15, 20 minutes into it. He let him talk for about 10, it seemed like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, what was the show so people can find it?
Okay, it's called The Keith Larson Show, LARSON, Keith Larson Show. It's on WVT Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can go to the website and find the podcast for Friday the 13th.
All right, well, I mean, listen, I mean, the best thing for folks like you to do is get somebody to grab it, or you put it on YouTube. Media you think's interesting, magnify it. If millions of patriots start taking media that they think's important and magnifying local media, it becomes national, it becomes global media. That's what I originally did going back 20 years ago, was it just local. I broke that stranglehold, and I would cover different local stories from around the country that normally wouldn't be a national platform. That's what Drudge does as well before I did. And that's where it's all at. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another one here. Let's talk to Victor in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I am a Dominican immigrant from the capital, Santo Domingo, living in Florida, a.k.a. FEMA Region 4. And I just want to thank you for, you know, everything. I know you don't like that, but I just, you know, without you and your show and my brother bringing me, bringing the attention to your show, to me, I should say, it just helped me. And I purchased a bunch of your products.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
See, I want to thank you. We're all in this together. I mean, I'm talking about stuff. You're waking up. You're supporting us. Thank you, sir. I want to thank you.
No problem. And, you know, I want to talk also. I just want to mention to everyone that's listening, we need to get out there in Cleveland, and we need to show up, and we need to show support for Trump. Because if we don't show up, you know those freaking social justice warriors are going to be there by the thousands. So we need to make sure that we're out there. And, you know,
absolutely. Patriots are always too busy working, taking care of their families. We're not grandstanders, but this country's in crisis. Everyone that can be needs to be in Cleveland at least one or two of the days. And believe me, we're going to outnumber the communists and the socialists and the Soros people. And don't worry, you know, the local government knows what scum they are. So they're going to be definitely in a rock and a hard place. We're going to be peaceful, but we're going to be there making sure they don't try to steal this election. And again, I don't like Bernie Sanders, but they're stealing it from him. He's really the winner. So it's just, it makes me upset that they would steal elections in front of us and try to act like it's normal. It's crazy.
Glad that you mentioned that, because I talk to a lot of people, and as I said, I'm an immigrant. That's why I said that, because I come from Dominican Republic, and every Latino, pretty much every Latino that I talk to, that is my friend or just, you know, someone that I meet because I'm wearing my Hillary for President t-shirt, they're always like, you know, who are you voting for? I'm like, you know, if I could vote, because I can't, I'm not a citizen, I'm legal, I would vote for Trump. And I try to advise everybody, and they just look at me like I got three heads. And it's like, you know, it's the mainstream media spewing out all their lies, as you know, 6% approval. And it's just, and I just try to slowly chip away. It's kind of like, it kind of brings you down when you see so many of your friends literally like the walking dead zombies. Seriously, that's how it is. It makes you kind of like, man, like, but I still keep pushing. You know, you got to kind of, you know, plant the seed, and hopefully, it'll grow on its own.
Well, I totally and absolutely agree with you, and that's what it comes all down to. And it's we the people that start the new trends. It's we the people that take action, and the system tries to counterfeit it or twist it or take it over. But if we just wake up and say no to this, it's game over. And yes, young people historically are where a lot of change comes from. There's a lot of great young people that end up saying no to things in the power structure that they think are wrong. So starting in the 50s, really, the power structure started targeting the young people with fake revolutions and fake counterculture stuff that they could steer and control to break down society. And so now the young people are some of the most dumbed down, disconnected folks, and they absolutely believe mainstream pop TV is real. They don't watch news. They get their news from sitcoms, dramas, comic books, which are all just spewing globalism and multiculturalism and all this social justice warrior trash. And they show up at college as a freshman. They're bullied on, you know, their first meeting to be part of the social justice warriors. They're let into the club, and now they feel like they're part of a gang. And they're very, very sad people, but we shouldn't just laugh at them. We should really reach out to them and try to warn them about the hoax that's taking place. I mean, you can go to Infowars.com and get the video. It's also on DrudgeReport.com, the right-hand side red linked. In fact, let me just show folks right now. You can go there, and you can see on the right-hand side where it's red linked, flashback Bill Clinton talking like Trump on immigration. And show that to them and say, do you understand that Mexico puts you in jail for 6 months to a year forced labor and beats you up if you're caught illegally there? I mean, it's incredible. They make Southwest Airlines flying into Cancun land the exact minute they say, or they'll turn the flight back. They tell them, the only place in the world, when the flights can take off from the U.S. I mean, if you're not there 30 minutes before, they don't let you on the plane in Mexico. They are the most arbitrary. But they're like, you got to have all our people and pay for everything or you're racist. It's mind control.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Humanity is going to rediscover the basics, and the establishment media is in a claim, because they've tried to suppress it, but now you learn about it, that they discovered it. I obsessed over the last 20 years on air about turning your television off, putting your phones away, and getting out in nature, getting out in the forest. how essential that is. And that's why the feds are trying to shut down all the forests and the lands and trying to tell people not to be in them and harassing people at national parks. Incredibly rude, incredibly hateful in most areas now. And then even city parks, other areas, because they want you inside the house, bombarded by radiation and television, and their message is their false reality. And they admit this is the plan. That's why they arrest parents all over the country when their 11 or 12-year-olds are playing in the backyard or across the street at the park. Washington Post, though, will now tell you about it because they're probably going to feel surprised for this, that the world is round. Forest bathing is the latest fitness trend to hit U.S. where yoga was 30 years ago. Oh, my gosh, the trendies gave it a name. They invented it. Doctors 200 years ago said, get out, get sunlight, take a walk in the woods. They call it forest bathing. Maybe the Washington Post will tell us about breathing and give it a name, like bringing in the air, loving the atmosphere. Over thousands of years of human history, we have effectively become an indoor species. No, we haven't. That's only the last 50 years. Particularly for those of us trapped in the cubicle life, often the only times we regularly set foot outside is for our daily work commute or to run errands. Yeah, I live in a neighborhood by a big green belt and stuff, and I'm telling you, no one is on it. No one. No one. And I had some lady ask me once, aren't you afraid you'll get mugged? There's no one around there. It's safe. It's just, these people have been total mental ill fear. But again, they panic. Oh my gosh, we're in the woods by a creek. In 2001, a survey sponsored by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency found that on average, Americans spend 87% of their time indoors and 6% in an enclosed vehicle. However, a number of scientific studies emphasize, we've been talking about lately, that reveal the great outdoors promotes human health. Oh, what? Spending time in natural environments has been linked to lower stress levels? What? Improved working memory and feeling more alive, among other positive attributes, like having windows that even look out on trees helps. In an effort to combat, of course, Cass Sunstein, the White House science czar, wanted laws passed. He wrote white papers saying ban people that say you need 30 minutes of sunlight a week. He wants you arrested. He doesn't want you to have that sun. No, no, no. Brain damage sets in, depression. But Cass, you look at a photo of Cass Sunstein like a hyper-predator, man. People say, that's crazy to want to control reality and say the sun is evil. But if he can conquer the sun, he's conquered Earth. See, it's about you outrageously following his edict. Just like Karl Rove said, he controls reality. Can we put up Cass Sunstein on screen, please? A true wolf. In an effort to combat our indoor epidemic and reap these health benefits, a growing number of Americans have become followers of a Japanese practice called Shinri-yuku, coined by the Japanese Ministry of Agriculture, Forests, and Fisheries in 82. The word literally means and translates to taking in the forest atmosphere. Poor forest bathing. Cass Sunstein will probably say it hurts you. And refers to the process of soaking up the sights, smells, and sounds. Oh, man, I can't wait to get in the forest. I go for nighttime walks under the moon, too. And refers to the process of soaking up the sights, smells, and sounds of natural setting to promote psychological and physiological health. What you got to do is, you got to be up safe, you know, treks and stuff, but you ought to climb hills and mountains at night when the stars are out. And, you know, go out to State Park, National Park, it's nighttime, and then nighttime, go up a big hill, you know, a safe route up a mountain, get up there on the top, and it is just, you're up there, and there's a wisp of clouds and the moon and the stars, and it's just like, whoa. So better than any drug, folks. It's all waiting for you right now. So is getting enough vitamin C. So is getting enough sunshine. So is getting proper organic vitamin B12. So is getting D3. So is getting your vitamins and minerals. And it's all waiting, just like the forest. The vitamin mineral fusion, absolutely essential to absorb it all. The Secret 12, methylcobalamin, the best out there. The vitamin D3, winter sun, the iodine, the pure, truly atomic original iodine. Doesn't have the same effect. It's all bound and tied to other garbage is what the chemists tell me. And all I know is other stuff didn't do this. It's amazing. And you fund the broadcast while you do it. InfoWarsLife.com. I didn't mean to plug. I'm just doing it right now because I was going to do it after the break. But it's right there. You need sunlight. By the way, you will die from too much sunlight. You will die without it. And the studies show you'll die quicker with no sunlight then you'll die if you get too much. Okay? Bare minimum, 30 minutes. Cross your full body once a week is the minimum. That's why everybody gets so sick in the winter. It is the main reason. It's not just indoors. There's no sun. Your vitamin D3 runs out in a month. You've got to have sun.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Buongiorno canto, buongiorno, spiriti lati posto celi, buongiorno amici, buongiorno, sono i preferiti.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's some great music right there. Carl Orff, isn't it? His orchestra, and it's Karina Burana. I'm not pronouncing that wrong. Is that correct? Am I guessing this correctly? I mean, I know I recommended it to be put in here a while back. Okay, that's what it is. Good. Great part right here. Listen to this. Listen to this on your headphones while you're walking through the forest. I don't really ever listen to music when I'm walking around the forest, though. I've done it before. You know what's really fun? Go out in the forest at night when there's not even moonlight and just sit there about 20 minutes till your night vision kicks in. And then all of a sudden your instincts kick in and you realize you're the predator. You're not domesticated anymore. Your eyes are gleaming in the dark. When I was a kid, my dad used to get me up about 3:30 in the morning. We'd eat breakfast and stuff, and then he'd purposely have us walk about a mile, 2 miles, sometimes further, to the big ranch. He had that luxury out in East Texas through the woods to the deer stand. And by the time you got there in your overalls and stuff, you'd be sweating even if it was cold. And it's just good to turn you on and switch you on. If you got in a car and drove out to a deer stand, you know, you'd be half asleep and you got there and fall asleep. But you wouldn't be if you, you know, walked a couple miles in the dark. And people don't do that. They don't do what humans always did before. It's just crazy. And that's what's therapeutic. And the system knows that. So that was an exciting article that we covered earlier. All right, I'm going to cover a few more calls and get back into the news. This story just went up on Infowars.com from Kit Daniels. Trump hires libertarian for campaign. Former Rand Paul pollster Tony Fabrizio joins Trump 2016. So that is a good sign right there. I want to get him on the broadcast. In fact, Stone was telling me 3 months ago to get Fabrizio on the show. He's never got around to it, so he'll be busy and hard to get on now. But, Nico, let's get him on. So that is certainly exciting on that front. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Carlos in Pennsylvania, then Frank, then Mike, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Carlos.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. And I think the problem is you haven't taken your vaccines and, you know, your GMOs and fluoride lately.
Well, I know this. I'm not the prettiest guy around, but I'm not bad-looking. And if I'd taken all that, I'd probably look like, you know, even worse. I mean, I see people that are all into that. I hear people always at restaurants going, I get my flu shot every year, and you look at them, they look like they're dead. I don't care if they're 25 or 70, they look like hell. And, of course, the studies show 3 flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. That's CBS News. I mean, oh, it's so sad. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I moved out here from New York City last year, and I'm also, like the last caller, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Hispanic, too. And I go to school out here in Lancaster, PA, or Millersville. And it's amazing because every time Trump comes up, everybody has something mean to say. But if it's Bernie Sanders, oh, I touched his hand. Oh, I love him. Oh, he's so amazing. He you know, he's the next coming of Christ. And it just... it's so sad because...
yeah, look at the... well, I mean, I would ask folks, why is Venezuela so horrible now under socialism? I mean, don't they understand that under, quote, communism or socialism, most people are literal slaves?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, it's more clear than ever that things are just going down the drain and the things being stolen, the election, just... it's all rigged. I mean, come on. Like, I don't understand.
Well, let me show you this article. Carlos, great points. Thanks for calling in. Why don't you show your friends this article, another one by our prolific Kit Daniels, Infowars.com, May 17, 2016, today. Socialism, Bernie Sanders' wife bankrupts college, forcing its closure. Bernie pushes free college while his wife bankrupts school. Burlington College, which took on heavy debt during the tenure of Bernie Sanders' wife, is closing down. Well, that's why the banks love socialists. The closure of the liberal arts college in Vermont was blamed directly on Jane Sanders, who bankrupted the school as president from 04 to 2011. Founded in 72 as an informal gathering of students, Burlington College grew to a small, regionally accelerated liberal arts college by the financial strain and academic probation created by the ambitious but ill-fated expansion under then-president Jane Sanders onto a new campus of prime waterfront led the school's demise, the Burlington Free Press reported. The guy didn't have a paying job till he was 40. You got big corporations, you're hundreds of billions of dollars. They're the ones funding socialism because they're exempt from it. All right, let me get back to your calls. I really need to get to the stacks of news I've mentioned but haven't hit yet. I need to cover it. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Alex, I have just two quick questions. I'll make a quick statement. I have one that the Globus in their algorithm, they have that they can't have a superpower as the United States, so they're going to try to bring us down. We know that. And my two questions is, Trump, now that he's come to the forefront, I think in the algorithm, he's the number two obstacle that they face for completing their plan. And do you think that they're going to pull the trigger on us rather than later, now or later, because of Trump? And my second question, do you think we'll even have a 2016 election with all the things going on?
They know that Trump is a manifestation of rising nationalist free market populism. So rising nationalist free market populism is what I would call this phenomenon. And so Trump is one and the same, their fear of the public. Whether he's real or not, and I think he's real, but we'll see, the manifestation and his popularity is real. And that the media's full attack can't defeat him shows they're out of bullets. And so, yes, I think they're going to accelerate their program because it's a good 10 years behind or more. And they're taking the gloves off now because everything else hasn't worked through desperation. So we are having victories, but it's also very dangerous, and the big fight is just now starting. And so I would say they could do anything to destabilize us. I mean, bringing 5 million radical jihadists out of war zones into Europe and letting them rape and murder whoever they want is hardcore. And they're setting the same thing up here. So war with Russia, economic collapse, false flags blamed on us, race wars being started. I mean, the sky's the limit. They got everything primed up, and they've got a handful of really nasty cards to play. And so intellectually, I'm concerned. In my gut, I'm concerned. What do you think?
Well, I'm just concerned, too, because they have so many trigger points. They could, they, and, you know, the Middle East, you know, Kim Jong-un, we got so many things they could do. And the illness of these guys is just, it's just beyond my comprehension. And I'm for Trump. I'm all for him. And I hope that he can make it through this thing and survive it. But I don't know. I don't think that the regular public out there is really in tune to what's, how close we are for this thing to explode on us.
Brother, you're on target. And they're so upset that our founders laid down the Second Amendment and other things like that, like the First Amendment, that are such obstacles in their way, but they just seem to think they can run through it, and they're going to push and push and push, and I guess try to have a civil war where we destroy the local government, the local police, if they're dumb enough to follow orders, and then they've defeated both their enemies. And I just, we need to reach out to the police, the military, and just so they're flooded with information, which they are now, so they understand exactly what's happening, so they don't go along with this, because they are destroying this country if they aid the globalists in bringing in a true occupational force. I mean, this is like joining the Nazis if you were French in 1941. Great points, Frank. Thank you. I'm going to go to Mike in Hawaii after the break, and Dante, Joe, Otter, and others. But let me start getting to some of the news I mentioned before we're out of time. I mentioned this with the articles up on Infowars.com. There's videos. It's simply amazing. More of these videos come out every day of the illegal invaders running around screaming jihad, beating people up and raping. But no-go areas, huge increase in attacks on police in Sweden. They've told the police, do not report when a Muslim rapes a woman or attacks somebody. I mean, they even kill families and get away with it. France has declared civil emergency as the highways are untenable, with new footage every day of just thousands overrunning trucks and cars, robbing them and stealing families and then beating people up and dragging women off to be raped. I mean, it is bedlam. And the police are always there helping, making sure it happens. I mean, that's leftist police, folks. These are sick, 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 sick evil people on average. A new report from the researchers in police in Sweden, this is Breitbart, in Sweden has revealed a huge increase in crimes and assaults carried out on paramedics, firefighters, and the police. So the police submitting to these folks have only encouraged it. Swedish police have been attacked in 14 so-called no-go zones with knives and hand grenades and are bracing for more violence this summer. A new report from researchers, and that's when they're allowed to file it, it's much worse, in Sweden. Let's show some of the civil emergency in France. You can type in France declares emergency on its highways from immigrants, and then show attacks on French drivers by the migrants. I mean, the footage is unbelievable and genuine. You just type it into YouTube, listeners. You can see it for yourselves. So when I tell the crew to pull it up, you can pull it up yourself, too. There's just hours and hours of it every day. There's thousands of videos. It's unbelievable. Continuing, a new report from researchers and police in Sweden has revealed a huge increase in crimes. Certain neighborhoods and towns, often known for high migrant populations, you'll have like 100 citizens and 700 migrants, invaders, have been designated as unsafe for emergency crews to respond to fires and medical emergencies without armed police escort. You know, if aliens from outer space landed with ray guns like Mars Attacks, I tell you, our media would call them migrants and tell them, line up in front of your house and let them come by and free you. Being shot by an energy beam and disintegrated, would be called a freeing moment. And Hillary would be on TV saying, be nice, come to the front of your house, put your hands up, you're going to be freed, and your energy will go to Hellbop Common. And if Hillary said, give your children barbiturates and vodka and put on Nike tennis shoes, the average liberal would kill their child. I'm not joking. These are cult members. Knives, projectiles, stabbings, murders, grenades. Emergency services workers have been targets for attacks in Sweden for years, but now it's exploding. Cops love it because they're not allowed to do anything. And so once they submit, that's the end of it. But don't run. We are your friends. In fact, can we back this up? This is actual footage from Sweden just in. Can we back this up with audio for TV and radio listeners? This is actual footage in from Sweden, and they've decided to do a pilot program in Las Vegas.
Your friends.
It's like this new Muslim video they put out saying, you know, we're like Trump, be nice to us. It's like, it's so cynical and dumbed down, and the whole body language is just oppressive. Because in the Middle East, folks, they constantly are backstabbing each other, constantly, you know, manipulating. And there's some nice countries like Jordan and Syria and Iraq were somewhat better. But, I mean, it just is total barbarism. If your wife talks back, you can just slit her throat or pour gasoline on her. So, look, don't run. We are your friends. We just put up some YouTube footage that people put comments about what multiculturalism does and where they say it comes from. But this is the in fact, we have some audio of this, of the guns and the burning and the shooting, and then just mix it in with the Mars attacks real quick for folks, because that's pretty important. Don't run. We are your friends. So we'll have some of that audio of why I was paralleling that to you.
Run. We are your friends.
Running, people being vaporized. And then here's real footage. Don't run. We are your friends. I love how the Anglo reporter even covers her head up so she didn't get knocked upside the head. They're just burning, shooting things, people shooting guns in the air. Don't run, we are your friends. They're holding mortars. They're making like 20-shot mortars in their hands and shooting them. Oh, 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 oh. Don't run, we are your friends. Women with their kids running, pit bulls. I love how the jihadists merge with the Mac Daddy pimp culture, too. I mean, I guess, you know, that's just all part of this cultural warfare stuff. Okay, let's move on to the next video. Paul Joseph Watson has a report. I'll narrate when he's playing with jihad videos. Video up on InfoWars.com. Muslim scholar celebrates extinction of blue-eyed, blonde-haired Germans. Germans in the meeting celebrate and applaud. You cannot make this stuff up. The story's up on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Islam scholar Lamyar Kador said on German television that being German in future will not mean having blonde hair and blue eyes, but being a migrant and wearing a hijab.
Being German will mean having a migration background in the future.
She's one of the controller females. Being German also means wearing a hijab. Having dark hair, this is what German means today. Of course, the Germans applaud.
Yes! Kill us!
The German audience applauded the eradication of their own people, because supporting the extinction of your own race is far less of a burden than, God forbid, being called a racist. Kador was responsible for publishing the first German translation of the Quran for children and adults. She also introduced Islamic education in German public schools. This was such a huge success that it led to five of her students traveling to Syria to join
ISIS. Leftists and Muslims celebrating the demographic suicide of a nation is a common theme. Green Party politician Stephanie von Berg said it was a good thing that Germans would become a minority in major cities.
Unsere Gesellschaft wird sich ändern.
Our society will change.
Unsere Stadt wird sich
Our city will change radically.
Verändern.
I hold that in 20, 30 years there will no longer be German majorities in our city. Look, it's all women in power, too, slitting their own country's throat. And I will make it very clear, especially towards these right-wingers. Look, it's all run by women.
Imam Sheikh Mohammed Ayed also gave a speech in which he asserted that Muslims should use the migrant crisis to breed with European citizens and conquer their countries by taking advantage of the fact that Europeans have lost their fertility.
We will give them fertility. We will breed children with them. Because we shall conquer their countries.
Leftist German politician Gregor Gysi implied that Germans who opposed the migrant influx were Nazis, and that it was good the Nazis didn't have many children.
Because of our history between 35 and 45, we are obliged to treat refugees properly. The refugees almost all joined Hitler, by the way. Oh, and by the way, every year more native Germans die than they were before. That's very fortunate. It's because the Nazis are not good at having offspring. This decline of Germans is why we showed deep in
the
immigration.
The true agenda behind multiculturalism is revealed. There is no multi in multiculturalism. This is about big government and Islamists working together to bring in millions of Muslim migrants who will then vote for more big government. The complete decimation of the host culture and the freedoms and prosperity that came with it is a small price to pay.
Paul Watson, another devastating report on InfoWars.com. Get it out to everybody. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We will not be forgotten.
There's a bunch of mainstream news articles I've got here in my stack. They're up on Infowars.com or up on Rudd as well. Sexual roulette, where you go to a party, a sex party, and there's like 10 people and one person has HIV. And now heterosexuals are getting into catching HIV. There's the Daily Mail. Sex roulette parties where one person is secretly HIV positive and nobody's allowed to use condoms are on the rise, warn doctors. Now, I would tell people 17, 18 years ago about bug chasers that I read about in Rolling Stone magazine. They interviewed people in San Francisco that wanted to catch HIV to be trendy. And now it's gone on to heterosexuals. This is nihilistic craziness. These people aren't going to want HIV later when they're getting cancer and dying and stuff. That's what it does to turn off your immune system. It just makes me so upset. I mean, we want to be healthy. We want to be happy. We don't want to give in to the misery. For God's sake, we want to take care of the children. Turn off the TV. Turn off the video games. Take them for a walk. Go kayaking. Go swimming. Get out in nature. Go stargazing. Go catch fireflies. Take my kids firefly catching tonight. They're all over the place. They love doing it, even the older one. I mean, it's just crazy. And just care about something. But see, the more sex, the more partying, it's got to be more corrupt, more weird. That's because something's wrong with you. I never get tired of just good, wholesome things. And it doesn't mean that I haven't had a wild life, you know, growing up. I'm not bragging about that, but it's just so destructive to see what's going on. So crazy. Mike in Hawaii, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Alex. Hey, what's up, Alex? First time, long time.
Well, thank you for calling, brother.
For me, the selection has been great with regards to talk show hosts because it has exposed those establishment guys, and I totally appreciate you coming out against that the past couple months. But
thank you.
With Hannity, I mean, I feel he's been consistent, but...
Hannity, every time I tune in, which is like once every 2 months, I rarely listen to Hannity, but I listen to him sometime when I'm off doing work, and I put through the channels here what talk radio is doing. I almost always hear Gingrich on his show, so I mean, he must be on like every day or something. I always hear Gingrich on the show, so I don't really follow it. I know Hannity's been doing some better stuff opposing globalism lately, so that's good. I don't want to be enemies with any of these talk show hosts, but what do you think?
I don't know, because I feel he's been doing a pretty good job lately, and he's been consistent, but
number one, let's just say this. He knows his audience is patriot. He knows they're waking up. He knows where his bun is buttered. And so that's why we build it, they will come. We don't put up with globalist garbage. They won't spew it because no one will go along with it. It's like Catalan in Spain. 87% or whatever it was, 89%, I forget the number, it's like in the high 80s, voted for secession. Spain may be able to block it a few years, but they'll never stop it. You can't block it when 80% of people say no bueno. Can't do it.
All right. Love you, Alex.
Love you too, brother. I'm going to go to break here and come back and take a few more calls before David Knight takes over. But by the way, this is big news. I should have been ringing this from the rafters. In fact, they gave it to me 30 minutes ago and I didn't mention it, but it's just up on Drudge. See, Drudge gets it. Unanimous. Senate approves bill letting 9/11 families sue Saudi. It's also up on Infowars.com. It's from the Hill. The Senate on Tuesday approved legislation that would allow 9/11 victims' family of terror attacks in Saudi Arabia, defying vocal opposition from the White House and Saudi's threat of $850 billion being pulled out of the U.S. The upper chamber approved the justice action sponsored by the terrorism act unanimous consent. And one big problem is Chuck Schumer is an anti-gun, anti-liberty guy who helped cover up the truth of 9/11. The New York senator, the senior senator, now supports this legislation. So, see, he can't even stop it. Now let's see the 28 pages come out. Weren't those supposed to come out today? The head of the CIA was supposed to release them. Did that happen? Did a tree fall in the forest? Didn't make a sound so nobody heard it? Hey, look at this. I forgot this headline. 22% of refugees in Minnesota positive for TB. That's okay. Just spread it. And they admit TB's exploding. Drug resistant. Hey, you want your kids to die? Don't be racist. Have the foreigner cough on you and die. It's fun. It's trendy. Come on. InfoWars.com. Help spread the word. Genesis Communications. InfoWars.com/newsletter.